Welcome guys, this is your host Anshul and you are listening to What Anshul Found. Today, I'll be sharing another big secret on dealing with people. Have you ever searched or Googled about psychology, hypnotism, how you can read or control other person's mind? I did, and I can bet once in a lifetime you also did that. And there is only one way to get anybody to do what you want without using drugs or threat or anything. Yes, just one way, and that is by making other person want to do it. Of course, you can make someone dance by sticking a revolver on his head. You can make any student beg by a whip or threat. Same goes with employee, like I can fire you. But these crude methods have undesirable outcomes. The only way I can get you to do anything is by giving you what you want. Humans from ancient times have cravings. Cravings of getting appreciated, cravings of being important in society. The desire for feeling of importance is one of the differences between humans and animals. I mean, that's why you want to look stylish, want to have luxury cars better than your friends. It was this desire for a feeling of importance that led an uneducated, poverty-stricken grocery clerk to study some law books, and you probably heard of that clerk. His name was Lincoln. This is the desire that Kylie Jenner and most other beauty product industry use. The same desire that made richest in your town build a house far too large than his requirement. I mean, like the only reason behind donating tons of money because it will fulfill the desire of being important to society. People are starving for this. They want to feel important. Look at the possibility of what not we can make them do by making them feel important. This is what these industries are doing. That's why I ask you to appreciate about the little good rather than disheartening for negatives. Let me know, when did the last time you appreciate your mother, father or family, sister, that you are very grateful to have them? Some listeners will say that I'm talking everything except practical. You might think that this doesn't work with intelligent people. Then I want to remind you that there is a difference between flattery and appreciation. Flattery has its own side effects. If appreciation is gold, then flattery is black money. Both appears to be same, but the difference is minute. One is sincere and other insincere. One comes from heart, another one from teeth. One is unselfish, other selfish. I remember one idiom: don't be afraid of enemies who attack you, be afraid of friends who flatter you. If you just go and talk about how you feel for someone, that will be flattery. To truly appreciate someone, you need a reason. You need to feel the goodness of that very moment from heart itself. So next time you go to any concert, applaud the artist. Next time you go to any restaurant, send words to the chef that it was excellently prepared. Send your honest appreciation to the guard that opens the door for you, to the maid that cleans the house for you. Try leaving friendly sparkles of gratitude on your daily trips, and you will be surprised how things will gonna change for you. Thank you guys for listening to my podcast. This is your host Anshul, and you are listening to What Anshul Found.